Last week, the First District Court of Appeal overturned a trial court ruling that put the state's 24-hour waiting period on hold. Central to the court's reasoning is the judge at the lower level didn't provide enough evidence for the ruling.
I'm particularly troubled. I'm looking at page 10 of the order that the trial court says that because he has no evidence, he's going to conclude that the second trip, he can't conclude that it is not an additional burden. It's like a double negative.
That's Appeals Court Judge Susan Kelsey. The ruling says a temporary injunction, the legal mechanism putting the waiting period on hold, is an extraordinary measure, and courts shouldn't impose one without showing the evidence is necessary. Now the waiting period is in effect. American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Julia Kay says this violates the constitutional rights of Florida women, and her client, the owner of Gainesville Woman Care, is already seeing the effects.
And as she explained in her affidavit, the women were distraught, and most of them were in tears. And it was really going to be a struggle for many of them, and perhaps impossible for some of them, to make it back to the clinic another day in the next week or two to actually have the procedure performed.
That's part of the argument Kay's making to the First District Court in hopes of again shelving the waiting period while the state Supreme Court decides whether to take the case.
We are optimistic that the Florida Supreme Court will agree to review the decision allowing this intrusive, demeaning law to take effect. And we believe that the First District Court should stay its order until the state high court has had an opportunity to weigh in on this important constitutional question.
Meanwhile, in the state Senate, Lakeland Republican Kelly Stargell is forging ahead with new restrictions for facilities performing abortions.
These protections require all abortion clinics to have a transfer agreement or admitting privileges at a hospital in the case of an emergency. And it prohibits public funds from being expended to a licensed facility performing abortions on babies that are not conceived through rape, incest, or to preserve the life of the pregnant mother requires abortion.
The bill's largely modeled after Texas legislation passed in 2013 that dramatically reduced the number of abortion providers in that state. A constitutional challenge of that law goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. In the wake of a series of highly edited videos, Florida's law also takes aim at Planned Parenthood. Stargell's measure redefines trimesters after a dispute last year between Planned Parenthood and state regulators. Trimesters would be counted from the point of fertilization rather than the last menstrual cycle. But fertilization is hard to pin down, and Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemens says there's no scientific reason for the change.
We have a bill that redefines gestation period. No compelling medical reason in to be able to do that. No advice from medical doctors to be able to do that. But as was said in an answer to question here in committee, just a decision of the bill sponsor those are the dates we wanted to pick.
The move means more abortions would fall in the second trimester under stricter rules. Miami Democratic Senator Gwen Margolis was critical as well, but she was a bit more forceful.
With abortion, we should put vasectomy right next to it. Right next to it, so men understand how you feel when you're told you can't do this.
Despite their objections, Stargell's measure passed committee. Now it's on its way to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.